settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:31. I'm Brent Helen. Cold with a few high clouds out there this morning. Currently sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa police are involved in a bizarre Marin County case where a woman stabbed her mother to death Monday, only hours after showing up in the lobby of the Santa Rosa police with a knife. 28-year-old Tonanson Beltran was seen on TikTok in the lobby at the police station around 1:30 in the afternoon with her mother to retrieve Beltran's car, which had been impounded the day before. She was arrested by Santa Rosa police early Sunday morning following a pursuit, but was released on bail. At one point during the video, she wields a knife that was not seen by police. The two left. Then, just before 5 p.m., San Rafael police and paramedics were called to an apartment complex on Cresta Way, where they found Beltran on a balcony holding a knife with a female victim next to her covered in blood. The victim was her 55-year-old mother, Olivia Beltran Pacheco, who later died from her wounds. Beltran was eventually taken into custody. She is now in the Marin County Jail, being held without bail. The countdown is finally on. Dungeness crab season will open in the Sonoma County coastline next Thursday, January 18th. However, boats will have to operate with only half of their traps under limits set to protect marine wildlife. Due to migrating whales and leatherback turtles, the season has already been delayed nearly 2 months. Crabbers can start dropping their pots Monday at 8 a.m. and begin retrieving them at 12:01 Thursday morning, meaning fresh crab can be on your menu by Thursday night. Upscale Healdsburg restaurant Barn Diva has decided to move away from the model that got them a Michelin star, changing from an upscale multi-course restaurant to a more casual, community-oriented dining experience and group dining space. The owners say they need to do what makes them happy, and this change was needed. The Studio B Gallery will offer public suppers, as they call it, Sundays and Mondays, while the Barn Diva space will offer reserved groups Thursday through Saturday dining starting January 21st.
The actions that have been taken today, supported by Australia, are about maintaining freedom of navigation on the high seas. They are about maintaining global trade.
That is the Australian Defence Minister speaking in support of the US and British militaries launching attacks on more than a dozen sites used by Iranian-backed Houthis. The attack was carried out by warplanes, ships, and submarines. The military targets included air defense and coastal radar sites, drone and missile storage and launching locations. President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. All six crew members aboard a Navy helicopter that crashed into the San Diego Bay on Thursday during a routine training survived. Due to the nature of the training, a safety boat was on the scene and assisted in rescuing the crew. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the crash. Fruit Stripe gum, something of a childhood icon for many gum chewers over the past five decades, will soon head over the rainbow with its multicolored zebra mascot. The manufacturer of Fruit Stripe gum, the Chicago company Ferrara Candy, says it is discontinuing the product. Fruit Stripe may have been best known for its oversized pack of striped gum sticks, each bearing a distinct fruit flavor that typically faded away pretty quickly upon chewing. Our KZST news time is now 5:35.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Felciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold. and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
They say nothing can break the bond of sisterhood, except defaulting on your SBA loan and hurtling your LLP into Chapter 7. This is Jason Walsh from North Bay Biz Magazine, and this month we're looking at the highs and lows of going into business with your sister. Sister bizzers abound in the North Bay, and we talk with multiple sibling business partners who've traded pulling each other's hair for pulling together a solid business plan. Check out these sister success stories right now at northbaybiz.com, or I'm going to tell mom on you.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the ESPN show College Game Day has been forced to return at least 37 Emmy Awards it won since 1997. Apparently, the producers submitted fake names as associate producers all those years, and the Emmys finally caught on. College Game Day is now banned from any future awards. Your forecast: increasing clouds today with low to mid 50s. Tonight turning mainly cloudy. Overnight lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow rain, heavy at times. Look for rainfall around an inch with highs in the 50s. Better news though, partly cloudy on Sunday. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. The Emmy Awards are this Monday, and the show will include something special.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
The 75th Emmy Awards will include cast reunions and recreations of classic moments from a dozen iconic shows throughout television history. Just some of the shows will include All in the Family, Cheers, Martin, The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, and Grey's Anatomy. The first such moment will come within the first 10 minutes of Monday night's show, and they'll be spread throughout the Fox telecast, which will be hosted by Anthony Anderson. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie on KZST, the podcast you don't need to download.
Built, well, baby, they're tumbling down, and they didn't even put up a fight, they didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened.
Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my savior. 100.1
KZST.
Welcome to your finally Friday at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:46, 40 degrees in Santa Rosa. Similar weather to yesterday, mostly overcast and cool temperatures in the low to mid 50s. And yes, it was a two-button morning on the way to work, in my car, had on my butt warmer, and my steering wheel heater. It's winter in wine country.
Forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
KZST, happy Friday to you. We made it. It is 5:50, 39 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Did you know that Golden State Lumber and Building Materials has a long history in Sonoma County? Here's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
For 70 years, Golden State has been serving the San Francisco Bay Area building community. And for the last three decades, we've been headquartered in Sonoma County. We work closely with professional builders and contractors so they can achieve the expectations of their clients. We've developed strong relationships with our vendors as well. Visit our website and click Brands, and there you'll see a long list of categories and vendors who we proudly support. And we strive to keep our clients on budget and on schedule. We look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com or stop by our lumber yard at 3610 Copper Hill Lane, south of Airport Boulevard. Family owned since 1954. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses, in case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
KZST.
I'll smile, don't know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a force of wind that breaks. I'm invincible. And I win every single game. I'm so powerful.
feeling sure is the only way to make friendships grow. But I'm too afraid now.
One KZST. It is Friday as we kickstart another Wine Country weekend. It's going to be a busy one at that. With all the events going on, we've got some big music acts in town. Winter Wineland is here for 2 days. And a reminder, Monday is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. National holiday. Do you have the day off?
I don't want this night to end. It's closing time, so leave with me again. Dude.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:59. I'm Brent Allen. It's chilly this morning once again. We are currently sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The battle lines are being drawn in the fight over the Koi Nation's proposed casino in Windsor. In an article in the Press Democrat, the tribe outlined support they have garnered for the proposed casino on Shiloh Road. 18 California tribal governments, several political figures, including former Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm, and a major player in state government, California Treasurer Fiona Ma, all support the tribe. However, the coalition opposed to the 540,000-square-foot casino in a residential neighborhood is very strong, supported by the Grayton Rancheria, along with the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, the Windsor Town Council, State Senator Mike McGuire, U.S. Representative Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson, and Senator Alex Padilla, and pretty much the entire community of Windsor. An officer-involved shooting occurred in Vallejo, stemming from an initial traffic stop.